Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. A nice texter. Congratulations to Coach Van Rens and the DePere Redbirds, even though I am a West DePere Phantom baseball fan.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear that.
I didn't know we'd have a Phantom that would be pulling for a Redbird. Great rivalry, tremendous rivalry. And Jim, talk about one of our great sponsors.
Oh, I have to put my glasses on.
Yeah, because the print isn't quite big enough. It's about 3/4 inch.
Remember, so, Jim, I reminded you?
Coach Van Rens.
30 seconds ago.
Oh, no, Pella, right below Pella, that. Pella, yeah. Pella. Okay, I was talking about the sponsor of the Fat Farm, that guy who talked before.
Has Coach, nothing to do with you guys.
No. Especially you guys.
No, especially, yeah.
Coach, we're big proponents of Pella window and doors, okay? And let me tell you why. I live, and Johnny's been over at my house.
Once.
Which was, yeah.
Enough.
Yeah. Are you going over to the debate party tonight, Todd? Were you invited for that one?
Well, I was confused because first there was a party and he was right. having friends over. Oh, then there wasn't a party and he right. was actually going yeah, someplace we'll else.
Where are you going?
You know what you and I are doing yeah, tonight.
These guys
we're going to his house.
We're circling the block.
His house. Yeah, I'm not there. It's down, yeah. not there. Anyway, Coach, we'd like Indy Pier, Green Bay, so many places, historic homes, and I live in one of them and just love it. Absolutely love it. And Pella came in, oh, I don't know, this is probably 8-10 years ago, and redid windows and doors for us. And we have some arched windows, which are kind of tricky. You're not going to find those like at, Fleet Farm and Menards, but you're not going to find those there. And they come in and they just look at your home and they do an assessment. They give you, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 different options. And they show you on a computer, well, if you do this wood, you do this vinyl or different colors, different styles. Not the cheapest thing we've ever done to our house, but the payback on the heat bills and the design, and we don't have to do it again because there's such quality stuff. So I'm a big, big proponent of Pella Windows and Doors. It's easy to contact them. They're right on, where are they? Not Holmgren. What is that?
Holmgren.
Whatever.
Holmgren.
No, they're not. They're street down from there.
I'm sure they're not in Holmgren.
Whatever. They're over in Ashwaubenon by the hotel.
Okay. That's good. That's pretty much
500 Pilgrim Way.
Pilgrim.
Thank you, Todd.
That was really close. 500 Pilgrim Way. But the great showroom, great people. Anyway, Pella Windows and
so
Doors.
So that's one of our big sponsors today.
They are.
You got to hear. So yesterday we're doing the show. It was our 1-year anniversary show yesterday.
Congratulations.
And
thanks.
And we're tying on what he's always getting on me about my weight. I'm always on him because he won a $100 bet with me for 1 year who is going to lose the most weight. Okay.
And I won.
He won. I lost 4 pounds. He lost.
Let's
yeah. six.
Let's tell the yeah. coach, though, how this – we thought, let's try this out. So the first 60 days, let's place a bet. So we placed a bet, Johnny and I, and we weighed in. We have a scale right there.
Judge
That's
us
good
on
scale.
This. Be the judge on this.
You be the judge, Coach. So we jumped on that scale. We both weighed in. Todd, who – we wrote our weight down. And then it was whoever loses the most weight has to pay the other person $100 to charity.
Or who is more successful.
No, that wasn't it. That wasn't the bet. The bet was – we have it on recording. It was whoever loses the most weight. So then we went to weigh in. And Johnny gained 4 pounds, and I gained 6.
You guys are going the wrong way.
So, Coach,
you're a mathematics guy, Coach.
He's a math teacher. You're a math teacher, but you're not the law teacher.
It sounds like no one should probably win. You should both pay. You should both pay 100 to
John,
a charity. Both.
Well, I don't know about that. but okay, John just keeps looking for the person that's going to agree with him, and now you got this state coach that.
And an educator teacher.
And a math teacher that says, look, and he knows a little bit about law, and he's telling you that.
So then yesterday, Jim uses a term that has been outlawed, basically, in the human language.
Well, first, John, you said that it may not have been fair because he went out and got a personal trainer.
I have a personal trainer, Coach.
Right. Exactly.
Right. And then Jim said to you, well.
I said, Johnny, why don't you go to a fat farm and, you know, get the nutrition and exercise? And then he didn't say that's a good idea, Jim. He's like. A what?
That's derogatory.
He
insulting.
He got very offended by that.
Offensive.
Well, when I brought in the shirt, I thought large. And they said extra large. And I'm like, whoa.
Double X.
I think it should have been a large shirt, John, not an extra large.
Well, I cut the sleeves off to show the guns. So I like them all snug. But so one of our new sponsors that Todd just found, here it is. Go ahead, Todd.
Are you tired of squeezing into those jeans? Ready to say goodbye to that extra jiggle? Welcome to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm. Nestled right in the heart of town, Mayor Jim's Fat Farm is where your flab comes to get its eviction notice. We've got fitness plans so good, even your grandma will be showing off her six-pack. Sweat it out in our wild group classes. Unwind in our holy crap I survived spa. And join our fit fam for some epic high fives. And don't forget our on-site nutritionists, because a donut in each hand is not a balanced diet. Right, Mino? Ready to kick your butt into gear? Get down to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm and laugh your pounds away. Call now, 555-FAT-FARM. That's 555-FAT-FARM. Mayor Jim's Fat Farm, where we'll embarrass you into losing weight.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's what I have to deal with.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, that was our producer worked all night on that. Yeah. But that was
Bob
Van
Rensley, Pure Varsity Baseball Coach, state champions. What's that feeling like when that last out happens and you realize, oh my goodness, this is for a lot of people, this is a lifetime dream. It doesn't get much better than this. I mean, you don't want kids to live in that moment for the rest of their lives, but I'll tell you what, to be a part of something like that is a special moment of their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was
a three-year
starter at DePere, graduated in 1996, and we had three really good teams. Casey Kopitsky, Chicago Cubs,
absolutely.
He made it to Triple A. I mean, we had it all lined up. I mean, I look up at the picture up in the atrium of our school, and it's Brian Brick and, you know, from 1986.
Did he actually play?
Yeah, okay. Played third base.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Ask him about it.
Oh, he's told me about it. I just didn't believe him. we worked together. Do you know Brian Brick, realtor in the area? Mm-hmm. One of my very best friends in the world, but go ahead.
Absolutely. You know, when I was coming into the school, I'd always look up at that picture and say, you know, our team is going to take it over. We're going to at least get runner up and state and get our picture up there, probably win it all. You know, as a kid, you're like, yeah, we're going to do this. And we'd always come up short. Didn't make it to the state tournament. We always ran into Appleton. And so when I took over as the head coach, I was like, oh, we're going to do this. Absolutely. And, you know, wasn't happening. We have a very, very difficult sectional that we've had a hard time getting through. Took until my 15th year. We finally made the tournament and just made a great run at the end.
Most underrated sport, and I've covered sports in this area for I don't know how many years, right? 1984. Most underrated aspect of this area is the baseball talent in this area. And I think it's a shame Wisconsin doesn't have a baseball program, because there are so many good baseball players in this area for having the short seasons and all the thing that has happened. Wouldn't you agree the talent level around here is extraordinary?
It has gotten so much better. I mean, when I was playing, you know, if you'd see like mid 80s, it was like, this guy is bringing it.
Right.
And now in our conference, we had five kids throwing 90 plus. On the PBR All-State first team, we had five guys that we actually beat all five of the pitchers. That
could throw 90 miles an hour.
Plus, yeah. Noah Weck from Manitowoc is 94, 95.
Unbelievable.
Avery Dunk in Notre Dame. Ethan Plog from Bayport, 93 lefty. I think he's going to be actually looked at by MLB teams right away.
So. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's got to be it's so exciting for you as a coach. And as I talked about earlier before we went to break, the impact, but you've seen some of these kids when they were much younger. I mean, you've been there, what, 14, 15?
It's my 15th
year. 15th year. And I know one of the kids, his mom, Axel. And you saw him at a young age, and do you see that at a young age, or do you see like, uh-oh, or do you think this kid's going to make it? How does it work with, I don't want to just pick on one kid, but I do know him.
Yeah, Axel, first of all, is, you know, he's come a long ways. His maturity on the mound, especially, something that we've worked on with him. And, you know, when he was a sophomore, you know, he was a little immature on the mound, and kind of worked through that with him. It was kind of a funny story in our preseason. We were doing live cage, and I was calling balls and strikes, and my assistant coach Dickie Boss was like, if there's a ball right on the corner, call it a ball. It was pretty, you know, perfect pitch. Call it a ball and see how he reacts.
Immaturity.
And there was a perfect pitch right on the corner. Definitely a strike. I said, ball. Axel took the ball back, got back on, didn't complain one bit, didn't even shake his head. So, you know, and you see that all the time, that, you know, when you take kids as, you know, young sixth, seventh, eighth graders, high school, they really mature through the years. And, you know, we got, you know, all of our coaches on our staff, you know, really work with that from freshman all the way through senior. And we want to develop good kids. And when we develop good kids, I think the success will come, and it has now.
And I think that's great. And like I said, I think very highly of your school. I've been there a number of times, but kids can go wrong at that age too. You know, I work at a homeless shelter and, you know, I'm not in the case management side, but I do talk to these guys a lot and ladies, and high schools were tough, you know, and they kind of struggled, and to have someone like you and really test them a little bit on that maturity. You know, you don't want a John McEnroe out there, you know? I mean, you really want some kid that respects you and the ump and the game.
Well, and the bad part with that, what you're saying there, is that can be contagious. If you get a star player that gets away with those kind of things, you know, the other players kind of follow those leads.
Yeah, I think like I said, our staff has been amazing at really developing the good character that we expect in our program. I think the worst one is maybe me. you know, sometimes, and I used to be really hot-headed with the umpires, and over my years, I've actually matured a lot as well, even as an old man that I am. You know, I feel like I'm much more respectful to the umpires now than I maybe when I, definitely when I played, I was not very nice. I was very competitive, and I wanted
you're
so
very
bad.
Honest.
But I have come a long ways that way, and I think that's helped our kids as well. You know, if I'm not constantly bickering about the umpires, it carries on to the team. So
you know, another thing though too is some of these parents, you know, they think the travel league, and they spend a lot of money on these travel leagues and the Pitch Perfect or something it was called, one of those things and everything. But what are some of the things without having to spend crap loads of money that parents can do with their young athletes, young baseball players, to really prepare them for those next steps? What are some of the things?
Yeah, I mean, there's always something. You don't necessarily have to play travel ball to use like some of the facilities like ISA, Velocity, and things like that. You can get in there and get, you know, a little bit less than having to travel all summer, but you can get that developmental things. You know, we run a clinic every winter. Have the kids come in. It's very reasonable price. It's like $40 for 4 weeks. And we just want to see the kids and have them there. We do a pitching clinic, East and West Pier, with my friend Joe Rukamp from West Pier. We do a pitching clinic every August. So there's different ways that, you know.
And you got the big facility out on the highway now that Jason Birkin put together.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So some of our kids use that as well. And again, it doesn't have to be, you know, playing all summer, but just
do it
get
right
out there and get some hacks and go from
there.
Well,
Coach, we got to wrap it up here. Coach Bob Van Rens, Redbird, state champion, baseball. Very proud of you guys. And for the small role I played with the meat raffle, maybe it wasn't even all that small, I'll be honest with you.
Coach, the credit goes to you and your players.
Can we do it like the Stanley Cup? I get it for one day, the trophy. Coach, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks, John.
Thank you for being here. Yeah. Here's another break. Back after this.
Man, he's
impressive. Could talk to guys like that. You talk about, you know, coaches that make a difference.
Right.
There's one of them right there.
You can just tell by, I had never met him before, but even in the lobby, that he's got a great demeanor about him. Instant respect. We're talking at break and asked him a little bit about the academic side of coaching, and they're all in on that. They make those kids are ineligible if they don't have certain GPA.
Oh, you better believe it. They don't mess around with that stuff anymore.
But he really works with them, he said. You know, if they see some kid that's struggling a little bit, they circle the wagons. I think that's great. I mean, man.
Okay, I got to read this.
Yeah.
Okay, so friend Pamela sent me this. Mm-hmm. Firehouse subs. I want to know, is this legit, Todd?
Yeah, they're good.
No. Let me read this. Know what these names have in common? They're the names of the day and also have been repeatedly asked for by you all. If your first name is James, John, Juan, Latoya, Sarah, or Sonia, or a close spelling or variation of those days names, you can get a free medium sub with any purchase today, in-store, in-app, or online. That's pretty cool. Is that legit?
I'm sorry, I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay, Firehouse sub. Okay. If your first name,
it's him, not
finally him.
He always gets scolded.
If your first name is James, John, Juan, Latoya, Sarah, or Sonia, you can get a free medium sub with any purchase in store today at Firehouse Subs. I don't know if that is that got to be legit. Pamela, is that legit?
Because we'll go there
or Pam
for lunch.
I want to. I don't want to. But then you buy something, and I can get a free sandwich. What? What's wrong with that?
I'm going to take my intern with me.
It is on their website.
Oh, it is? Okay.
We're doing it.
It is.
We're doing it.
All right.
And that's right on Mason, I take it? Yes? Where is it?
No. It's right down by the mall. Right by the mall. On the big street in Neshwabanon.
Oneida. That's right.
So according to what's online on their official website, firehousesubs.com/name of the day, if your name starts with an M or an N, you can get that free.
M or an N. It's not the John? Maybe that was yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, your last name or first name?
Okay. Well, hold on a second. Okay. This is for June 26th.
Or your middle name.
All right. Relax, Jim.
My confirmation name.
What was your confirmation name?
Andrews. It doesn't fit.
Mine was Austin.
Well,
what are confirmation names?
Mine was Andrew. It's someone that, it's usually a saint. Is there a saint Austin?
Well, you know what? There was a little bit of a, because I wanted Archie. After Archie Manning, because there is a Saint Archibald.
There is.
But they didn't want me to have that, so I went with Austin.
Well, you did for the wrong reason. But you should have sold the bishop.
I had a sister Austin in school. Okay?
Her name was Sister Austin.
Yeah. But anyway, but it wasn't for that. It was for my favorite college basketball player, Austin Carr, who played for Notre Dame. Used to average like 40 points a game.
Did you write that in your letter to the bishop?
I don't know.
You have to write a letter to the bishop.
Yeah, I probably lied. I didn't say that was because this great, like I've never lied to a bishop before. But Austin Carr, anybody remember Austin Carr? That's why I took my confirmation name, Austin.
All right.
I got this back from Pam. They've been posting names on their Facebook page for about a week now.
No, but we missed it. We missed that window.
Did we miss?
Well, maybe the John, maybe today. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
I was just looking on their official national website.
Okay.
Firehouse Subs.
That's a national program?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool. All right. That's interesting. Let's get people in. And
okay, we'll go there.
I'll take
We'll split a sandwich.
And split the free one?
I'll just take the free one. But I'll pay half of yours.
No, John.
Totally teamwork, Jim.
Yeah, and I think you should just go and figure it out.
Right. Today is also Bomb Pop Day. I don't know what that is.
Neither.
Popsicle Bomb Pops are the red, white, and blue ones that you usually get around like the 4th of July. Come on, you've seen those.
Oh, I've seen them. I didn't know they were called
Bomb Pops.
I thought it was one of those kind of like the lollipop things that explode in your mouth type things.
Yeah.
Blow Pops.
Blow Pops.
No, not a blow pop.
Nope. But Bomb Pop, I would have called it something else. I don't think that's a great name for that.
I agree. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. Birthdays. Khloe Kardashian. Don't know her, but just don't like her. Sorry. Just don't. But if I could go back in time and you need to get some information, I would literally, I don't care if I had a waterboard or whatever I had to do, I would find out from her dad what he did with what was inside OJ's suitcase when he came back from Chicago. He handed it to Robert Kardashian. He walked right past all the investigators, all the detectives, everyone, with this big bulging suitcase. When, like a month later, they said, hey, we need that suitcase. Brings it back completely empty. Completely empty.
Wow.
So they don't know if it was OJ's, like, bloody clothes, maybe the knife.
Right.
Who knows? But I would love to find out from Robert Kardashian what was in OJ's suitcase, and he would never divulge it.
Yeah, that was such a debacle. The whole thing was a joke.
Tobey Maguire, 49 years old today. Spider-Man. Do you remember when Spider-Man came to... Oh, we got a call here?
Yeah.
Hang on. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that if you did not have Todd as a producer and a person that can help the two of you guys out, you guys would be lost.
Yeah.
Because...
You think we don't know that?
Everything. Yeah, from music to street names to everything. You guys, I think you guys owe Todd lunch at Firehouse.
You know, now that I think of it, I'm not one of those guys, except yesterday when I said I need a raise to Catherine, our boss.
Yes.
I don't really ask for a lot, but you know what? You're damn right about that.
I agree wholeheartedly. Right.
It's Mark Hewson, by the way.
Oh, all right. You know what? Well, let's do this. Let's each go and buy a sub and give Todd our free ones so he gets two.
I would be willing to do that. I don't need a sandwich, but
you
thank
sure?
you.
Yeah. All right,
I would do that.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, Mark.
All right, Mark.
Mark, did you hear our new sponsor?
No, who's the new sponsor?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, here, okay. Can you hang on one second?
Let's play it right now. Yeah. I'll hang up with you, Mark. You listen on the radio.
Listen to our new sponsor, okay?
Okay, he's a new sponsor. We love Bellin, but
I think
we love
you might
Disney's.
Approve of this one.
See you, Mark.
I hope it's not the City of Green Bay Public Department.
No, believe me, it's not them. It's even better, Mark.
Mark, hang up and listen to our new sponsor because I think you'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
All right, love it, guys. All right, thank you, buddy.
Lori Morgan is 65 today. Wow, I used to like her, country singer.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play this so we get it in before the break. Here it comes.
Are you tired of squeezing into those jeans? Ready to say goodbye to that extra jiggle? Welcome to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm. Nestled right in the heart of town, Mayor Jim's Fat Farm is where your flab comes to get its eviction notice. We've got fitness plans so good, even your grandma will be showing off her six-pack. Sweat it out in our wild group classes. Unwind in our holy crap, I survived spa. And join our fit fam for some epic high fives. And don't forget our on-site nutritionists, because a donut in each hand is not a balanced diet. Right, Mino? Ready to kick your butt into gear? Get down to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm and laugh your pounds away. Call now, 555-FAT-FARM. That's 555-FAT-FARM. Mayor Jim's Fat Farm, where we'll embarrass you into losing weight.
There you go, Mark.
That music, yeah. it's really, really fun.
Who did Lori Morgan used to go out with? A famous athlete. Was it Troy Aikman? No, she'd be too old for him. Also, Julia Duffy is 73 today. Remember what show she was in, Todd?
Julia Duffy. Yeah, well, she was in a couple of them. She was in Designing Women later on, but she was also in Newhart.
Yeah,
right?
She was like this spoiled, uppity girl.
Fred Thompson and Troy Aikman.
Oh, she did go out with Troy Aikman. There you go. Boy, she was a lot older than him, though. Troy's got to be 55. Well, I guess not that bad. 65 to 55.
What do they call those? Cougars?
Yeah.
Right? 10 seconds.
Thank God.
10 seconds.
All right.
I have Lori Morgan. All right, guys, set a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Howard Commons with their operations supervisor, a fantastic.
And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Coach Van Rens State Championship Baseball Trophy from DePere. Congratulations to them.
What a great guy.
Yeah.
Like, just
you'd want your kids to be
absolutely
play for him.
Just the demeanor he has, the respect he gets. I totally impressed with him. It's the first time I met him. I've seen him on, you know, TV and in the paper. But he's great. And they're lucky to have him. And I hope the kids really understand how great what a gift that is.
Yep. Steve Gandy, Operations Supervisor, Howard Commons. And the reason we have you here, Steve, is because I've had people say, have you been out to the farmer's market in Howard Commons? I'm like, no, he goes, you got to go. They really did it right. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us what you guys have created out there.
Well, thank you. My name is Steve. I am the operations supervisor out at the Howard Commons. We have created an outdoor gathering place out there in Howard. We've got an outdoor amphitheater. We've got a covered pavilion that we have roller skating and ice skating in the winter. We've got a beer garden with our activity center. And then the kids love the splash pad. It is open from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. And there are kids out there every single day jumping around that splash pad. It is amazing to see, and they have a lot of fun out there.
And you guys have a farmer's market.
We do have a farmer's market on Friday. It runs from, or I'm sorry, Friday, on Monday. I'm sorry, on Mondays. And it runs from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock. And it's our first year. We are growing it. We started out with around 20 vendors. I think we're up to about 40 vendors now, but we are still in desperate need of some produce vendors. So if anyone sells produce or anyone sells flowers, we are looking for those vendors. So please reach out to us.
And they can do that because they may have a farmer's market on a Wednesday or on a Saturday, but Mondays would seem like an opportune time that they'd be open for that. And they work hard, but you want to get that fresh stuff there.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, people can, I don't know if you allow trinkets and things to be sold, but the integrity of a farmer's market, we're kind of talking about, I think some things are called farmers markets, but you know, those of us who grew up with farmers markets it was produce like you're talking about.
Correct.
And it wasn't so much wine and music, which is great. Those are event markets.
Well, that's the name, farmers market. Right.
Exactly. And we like to get some farmers out there selling their produce.
Yeah. I want to say that, pretty good friends with Arnie and Gloria Schmidt. You know, they were super supportive of Green Bay and me personally and good friends of our family. And then you had the hardware
Kimps. Yep.
And how nice of them to step up, right?
Oh, right, right, right. Big donors. They've got their names on a couple of the buildings out there, and that's great. You know, they spent over, total of the project was about $17.5 million, and they kicked in a portion, and we really appreciate that. I don't think this would have gotten done without them.
No, nor do I, and I think they need to be honored and thanked by the community. But, you know, to put names on something like that, and those aren't people who really strive for names, but I think they were more interested in seeing this be successful. And I wanted to say, we were talking a little bit during the break, that's the right location for that. I mean, sometimes people build stuff, it's like, is that the right idea?
Where is it?
Like the Widener.
You know what I mean? That kind of thing. It's like, oh, I went to some. Where is that?
Maybe the Widener Center should have been downtown, you know, and maybe some things work with it. But you guys thought that one through. I mean, with the library, with the Y, the redevelopment at AMS.
Right.
I mean, I should let you talk.
Yeah.
I just
repeat what he said.
I just think you guys
all of
did
that.
Yeah. Well, I know a little bit about that, and I just think you guys did it like perfect almost.
It really came together well. The guys over at Myron Construction did a great job putting it together. All the subcontractors came in, and they all did their job really well. And the location is right in the middle of that area behind. It's on Commons Place, so that area right behind the YMCA. A lot of residents still don't even know that that place is there, even in Howard. Now, it's not just open to Howard residents. Anybody can come.
Right.
So if you're from De Pere or you're from Kaukauna, you're coming up from Milwaukee, come on out to the Howard Commons, check it out. But the location, it's really good.
And you surrounded that with some new development,
yes,
which I think is great. And I think Howard, if you look, we're all kind of in this together, yet we all have our own little identity. And you guys really focus on families. I mean, single families, and you got, your education is very strong, and that complements what you're doing.
Right. We get a lot of families out there. People are looking for reasons to come out to the Commons. So we put on some live entertainment throughout the week. We've got a bunch coming up in July. We've got a whole bunch coming up in August. And those are people come out and flock to this place.
Tell us some of the stuff that's coming up.
Some of the stuff coming up. Sunday, July 17th, we've got Synergy. We've got Acoustic Endorphins on our Thursdays. Our big one that we're looking forward to is our Labor Day celebration. That's going to be 4 days. We've got Sweet Acoustics. We've got the Glam Band, which is going to be huge. People love them.
We love them too.
Yeah,
yes.
They're going to be there Friday, August 30th from 5 to 9 p.m. We've got dueling pianos that weekend under the pavilion. It's
get all the
that's
hot
our
ones.
Big weekend. And then we have the fireworks show in Howard on that weekend.
That's awesome. Now, why, you mentioned about the produce. Is it a bad year for produce because of the rain and stuff, or are you just not getting it?
I think they don't. You got to get the word out a little bit more.
We just
got
to get the word out, right? Like, we're looking for the vendors. Like, we don't have the contacts yet for vendors, so we're actively searching.
Hey, when we open our mushroom farm,
we can come.
This would be a great place.
Give us a booth. We want a location.
Absolutely. Come on down. We'll give you guys a booth.
But in your defense, Green Bay's had their farmers market for over 100 years. Broadway's been on for, what, 20? They celebrate their 20th anniversary, or maybe 25, but it'd grow, right? And but the produce, the flowers, that just makes it more authentic.
Exactly. I mean, we get a lot of people coming down looking for that. We don't have it yet, but we are actively striving for it.
All right.
It.
Well, anything specific along produce wise or anything?
At this point, no.
Okay, just take whatever they got. Yeah.
If you got something to sell,
aren't the strawberries pretty much hitting their stride now?
Yes, we we've had Berryland out there selling some strawberries.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're going strawberry picking, Johnny and I. We do our Tuesday travel. We kind of get out, but
I get a bad hip, though, so I can't bend over too far.
Yeah, right.
You know, another thing, though, I think the idea is cool that doing it on a Monday. You know what I mean? But I think people have to catch on.
That's what he's saying.
I mean, what else do you have to do on a Monday? Let's say it's a nice Monday night and you're sitting around, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah,
great
absolutely.
Idea.
Come on down to the farmer's market. Check it out. We've also got DJ trivia or music bingo that alternate on Monday nights.
Do you need a caller?
Do we need a caller?
No, because he can't win.
No.
Okay,
you got
somebody.
All right.
Okay.
We hired someone to take care of that.
Oh, hired. That means they paid somebody.
How much did they make?
Yeah, just don't tell them
idea.
That.
Can we talk?
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Are they better than me? You think they're better than me?
Steve, I'm interested.
Have you ever heard me call bingo?
No, I've never heard it.
Oh, my God. Steve, I'm interested in
what is music bingo, though? Music bingo. How does that work?
It's you get a card with a bunch of song names on it, and then he plays the plays the song, and then once you figure out the title, you can cross it off, and then it shows up on one of our 86-inch big screens out there.
Oh, wow.
And then you can play
these
along.
Guys
Todd,
clean
you
up.
Got to you... go do that.
I know, and we should play it on the air someday.
Yes!
Wouldn't that be fun with our listeners?
What days of the week do you have that?
That's Monday night. Every at the other farmer's market. Yep, every other Monday at the farmer's market.
Yeah. Right? Oh, we're doing this.
So this coming Monday, we'll have music bingo.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll be the bookie and, you know, bet on, I'll put my money on Todd, though.
Todd would probably be illegal because he's a professional musician type guy.
Yeah.
Got to draw the line somewhere.
Steve, I'm interested in your job. Not that I want to do your job, but operations, you don't work for DPW.
Correct.
You're not, are you funded by the businesses like these Green Bay, downtown Broadway, or how does it work? Tell me about your job. I think that's like super interesting.
Well, personally, I'm in charge of taking care of the entire facility there. So all of the buildings, all of the grounds.
Maintenance.
Really? Yep, absolutely.
And programming?
Yep. We work on programming together. And then I book food trucks and make sure that they're going to be there and try to reach out to as many different food trucks. We try to be as eclectic as we can be with our food truck offerings.
That's a lot of moving parts.
It is a lot of moving parts.
It is.
You know. Everything from lawn maintenance to snow removal to changing light bulbs or...
What are some of the most popular things you have there? Like, what's... Because I was at the farmer's market down here on Broadway last night, and there's a couple of... And the cheese curd booth is one of them where there's always a line.
Right.
And there are certain things that there's just always a line no matter what. What are some of those that you've seen so far?
For our food vendors?
Yeah.
You know, it takes off... The food vendor that comes in usually takes off. I don't oversaturate the food market or the food vendor selection. So if we have one truck in there, they usually do pretty good. And you know, it's very weather dependent.
Right.
So the better the weather is, the more people seem to
eat. Have you had that bacon burger guy out there? Okay. He's awesome.
Yep.
And he's in Howard.
Was that the guy at the Whammies?
Yes.
The Whammies?
No, no, we haven't had him yet, but he's on the schedule though.
Okay. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that your cardiologist is going to love it, but it is really, right? Really good.
People like fried food. And
yes.
Yes.
Do you have any pasty vendors?
Nope. Never had a pasty.
Okay. We're yeah. No, just kidding.
We're
gonna enough.
Talk. Don't we'll say too them. Much because people always want to steal our ideas. No,
that's right. You get a food truck and let me know.
Absolutely. Okay.
We're working on it.
It's going to be called Youper Village.
There you go.
Yeah.
Steve, where are you
getting? It's going to be all Youper food. You ever have kudugi?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah. Steve, where do you get your ideas? I mean, you're down at markets, you go to conventions, where, or you survey
you kind of cherry pick, let's do this, let's not do that, let's do this.
Sure, there's a lot of that, right? You see what other places are doing with what they have in their spaces, and we try to emulate some of that. A lot of this stuff, though, we're coming up with on the fly. This is, we built this facility from the ground up, literally, and then we moved into an empty building. And not only did we have to get all the physical attributes of what we have, but we also had to put together programming. And reasons for people to come out there. And my boss, Melissa Martinson, and I put, you know, we work together to try to create ideas, and we hope they stick.
Yeah, and they will. Not everything works. But you can't just try it once either. I mean, sometimes it's the weather, or it's this, or a bad day, or there's a Packer game that night, and that's why. But you got to try it. But after a while, I mean, it's either going to catch fire or it's not. I wanted to ask you about
do you have Wayne out there? A-Frame Acres Honey?
He
lives in Suamico. Big Wayne.
He would be a vendor for garlic, for honey, he's a bee guy.
Oh, man. Okay. Beekeeper. Right, honey, grows this phenomenal stuff. He'd be perfect. He lives like right in Suamico.
Oh, perfect.
And that's as authentic as you can get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's not guy, he doesn't buy, sell or anything. He makes and grows but he has the bees and everything. Hey, something that, you know, everybody's working on in this part of the world are the winter activities, right? I mean, you want to get people active. You don't want people sitting on the couch, and you want people, and you have an opportunity there.
Right. With our ice skating rink.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that took off. We put the ice in November last year, and then we had good ice until we decided to literally pull the plug in April. March.
Well, that was a pretty mild winter.
It was a pretty mild winter.
You got the coils underneath there?
Yep, it's actively cooled.
That's expensive.
So that was a learning process in itself. we had a company called Everything Ice come out and show us the ropes and how to put up the rink and then how to put in the ice and how to maintain it. And we've got a Zamboni out there.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yep. And the kids love it when the Zamboni comes out.
I believe it.
It's crazy how they will just stand there and stare at it and then ask you to honk the horn.
Absolutely.
Are you the driver?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Everybody's always wanting. Wasn't there a song out, I Want to Drive a Zamboni? Todd, remember that song?
Steve, I'm looking forward right now.
Okay, thank you.
Steve, I got to tell you, my mom, who's 91, put this bucket list together after my dad died and wanted to do some things. And ride on a Harley. And anyway, the other thing was, like you just said, Johnny, drive the Zamboni. And my brother is pretty connected out in Minneapolis. I don't even know who their hockey team is. I don't really follow that. But she drove the Zamboni for the hockey
team. No!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh!
It is a bucket list. And like he said, that it's really true. Some people, because it's such a cool piece, you just don't see those, right?
Correct. Everybody wants to ride on it or drive it.
Rode on it. She didn't drive it. She can't drive a car
You can't see anything on those Zambonis.
Really?
Yeah. It's the first time I stepped on one, and we had the guy from R&R Specialties out there showing us how to run it. I'm like, wow, you can't see anything.
Oh, really?
He's like, no. He's like, that's why you have to make sure that the ice is empty, nobody else on the ice, and then.
Do you feel all eyes on you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Everybody's staring at
question.
You.
Yeah. Nobody moves. They're mesmerized. Right.
They don't get their drinks and stuff or their popcorn. They just kind of.
Right.
You know.
They just stand there, they watch you, and you're trying to get through there as quickly as you can, but you need to take your time. And it's not a set it and forget it thing. There's a lot of moving parts.
And if you miss a spot, boo.
Yes, I was just going to say that. I've been at games where they'll start chanting, you missed a spot. Yeah. You missed a spot. You missed a spot. Absolutely.
I bet they would.
We're wrapping it up here. Oh. Steve, give us a good reason for people to come out to Howard Commons.
Well, it's a family-friendly environment. It's tons of fun. There's music. There's entertainment. There's beer in the beer garden. We've got wine for sale. We've got pizza, popcorn, all kinds of stuff for the kids.
The ease of getting there, too. Cardinal, you have 29 to Cardinal or whatever. Any Glendale to Cardinal, you take Cardinal and then you just take it right by the library.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. So
absolutely.
It's so easy to find. And, thanks for doing this for the community.
Absolutely.
This is a good thing for greater. Yeah.
You know this song?
I don't. I do now, though.
Yeah, you will.
Steve Gandy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yeah, I want to drive the Zamboni. Yes, I do.
I'm listening.
I've never heard this song.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, you used to play it at hockey games all the time.
I'm just not a hockey guy, but it was funny when she put this bucket list together, riding a hot air balloon, all the stuff she wanted to do. And, the kids are like, we'll help you do this, we'll help you do that. But that's not a thing for me to be on a Zamboni, but it must be if it's a song and a lot of people, like you said, like to do it. So,
it's the Gear Daddies. That's who did the song. And the album, I believe, is called Billy's Live Bait.
Okay.
And it's so you, Mino, because it's like a lemonade stand set up. And there's a guy with a cap on and some sunglasses above, on a board above the lemonade stand. It says Live Bait. And then it's underneath it says Minnows, Leeches, Nightcrawlers, and Worms.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Now you know why he likes that song so much.
Yes. All right. Anyway,
would you ask Nick to bring me some napkins when he comes
in? Yeah, really. John's,
hold on, I'll take care.
Oh, my God. This guy brought in chili cheese dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And John is, I was going to wait for the break to eat mine, but you couldn't. So I'll do some talking now.
All right, go ahead. Hey, that was interesting with that. I want to go up there.
I would tell
Howard Commons.
These communities that, everybody, Millennial Park and Taste of Chicago, but you have to replicate that at your scale.
Yeah.
Because people don't just want to reside there. They want to live there and they want to engage with the community. And, I'm sure all this stuff he's talking about, I would say the most of it is free.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, when you go see these bands and these music and that pavilion they built there that's nice. And other communities are doing that too, right? I mean, we're down in Oshkosh. They've got some great facilities. But Jim Boyd, Mayor Boyd was on here, I don't know, it was a few weeks ago, but they just dedicated their pavilion on Voyager Park this week, right? Yesterday, the day before I saw that. That's important stuff, and the community's got to step up. A little bit of tax dollars, but a lot of bit of charitable giving.
Well, you said facetiously, you said the farmer's market in Green Bay has been around for 100 years, but did that start under your reign?
I'm not that old.
No, but has it really been around 100 years?
The one on Saturday, the one on Broadway's been around 20 years. So I was
20 years. Yeah. Okay.
But that's the Broadway. No, but Johnny, there's two of them, right? There's the one on Saturday.
Right. Well, Saturday and Wednesday.
Right. And that's been around over 100 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've lived in Green Bay all this time. I didn't know there was a farmer's market downtown on Saturday mornings. And that's been around for 100 years?
And we have this NFL team.
Okay.
Packers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Everybody knows that.
No, Todd, did you know it's been around 100 years?
Well, Todd doesn't live here.
No, but just from being on the show.
Right.
That's the only way I know that.
He also listens to me. But everybody who's been in Green Bay knows that Farmer's Market's been around since they've been here. They don't know it's been 100 years. But ever since I've been here, they've had a Farmer's Market on Saturday morning. Like, you ask anybody on this, 90% of the people would know that there's been...
Quick poll.
They don't know. Johnny, don't... The poll is not... Yeah. Is it been around 100 years? Because they don't know that.
No.
But they know... But did you know there's a Farmer's Market on Saturday in Green Bay? It's going to be over 90%.
That it's been around for over 100 years.
No, that's not the question. The question is, you said I didn't know there's been a farm. Okay, here's the question. No, I got it. Here's the question.
All right,
take a breath.
Did you know that there's been a farmer's market in Green Bay as long as you've been alive?
Okay, deal. Just yes or no. Please text. How do they text us?
Got to download the Civic Media app. Once you do that, choose WISS or WGBW. Nice shot, Bino.
Thank you.
And then the lower right-hand corner, hit text. So
okay.
Farmers Market in Green Bay, were you aware there's one downtown? You can also text us on social media.
But that there's always been one. Yeah, that there's right. always
there's
been
always
one.
There's always been one. Okay, I don't want people to say, because there wasn't one on Broadway 20 years ago. So
we're talking about the one on Washington
on Saturday.
Well, it was downtown on the east side. You want to say that? I hate that east side, west side, but it...
Well, now you're changing everything.
Well, I'm just saying that it's
no,
been
now
on the
you're
east.
Changing everything.
It used to be on Monroe, right?
Okay.
And then we moved it down to Washington Street.
Okay.
I did that.
A
couple of texts coming in first off regarding our last guest. We got a text that said, this summer, me and some friends roller skating at Howard Commons. It was a great time.
Nice.
So I just want to throw that out there.
Okay, get out there and support that.
Yep. And so far, the texts for have you heard of it? 95% say yes, okay. 5% say no.
All right.
So well, it's early.
I was off 5%.
It's early.
A lot, but it's like a lot of yes.
Like that's because everybody knows it. Have you? That's the same question as have you.
I've been here since 1984. I didn't know about it until like 2 years ago.
John, there's something else you didn't know that was like just everybody knew, painfully obvious. What was that? You said, I didn't know that. I got to think about what that was. And I was like, I can't believe that. I forgot what it was. I'm going to think about it during the break. I don't know if you leaned in too much to your own, I don't know, self. Or your own industry, but you were a little oblivious to things that make the community work. I mean, you were all about sports, and sports makes this community work.
I'm going to be honest with you. I bet I used to go a couple of months without coming downtown. I'm serious.
It was a different time, right?
It was a different time. There weren't a lot of reasons to come downtown.
Well, if there were, you just didn't know of them. I mean, like the City Deck.
But there's so much more.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much more now than there was 20 years ago downtown.
Agreed.
There weren't, I'll tell you what, back 20 years ago.
Agreed.
I'm not sure you'd want to hang out on Broadway.
Agreed. I agree, John. I agree. I think this show has maybe helped a little bit open your eyes, but I just think there's a lot going on here. And I think that's why we're here is to inform people about what's going on. And I think what Howard's got going on, Bellevue has some great things that, have you been to St. Norbert, that Knights on the Fox?
Oh, the Knights on the Fox?
No. Have you, Todd? No.
No, sir.
Okay. I don't do a lot.
Well, no, but those are just free.
I hope you're happy. 98% says yes.
I'm always happy. The Knights on the Fox is a really, really cool thing. They play at St. Norbert by the Van Dyke Gym.
Yeah.
And now it's called the Van Dyke, whatever, the plaza or whatever. And they have great music there. You sit outside right on the Fox River and just listen to music. They have food and... It's a great event, and I like those things. I think I would argue that if you have those types of venues, crime is reduced. I think if you have those, people don't complain as much about their tax bill, which we just got yesterday. So anyway, I like those events, and I'm glad Howard stepped up and did
that. Okay, but let me ask you this, though.
And I'm glad DePier did.
That farmer's market that you say has been around forever, that obviously everybody except for me knows, did it used to be just produce? Now has it expanded? You mentioned the trinkets or the different things.
We don't have a lot of trinkets on the Saturday one. That Saturday one is...
Is that mainly 80%?
I think it's 80.
Produce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flowers. I mean, we would call flowers produce.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, I guess homegrown. Which, not weed.
Mike?
Yes. Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren?
Like, what the hell is he saying? Anyway, the one on Broadway is a great event market, but they've skewed a little bit from the original, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Produce. But they're great. The point is people get out, get a little exercise, fresh food, fresh vegetables. Meet people, have a good time, and that's what makes a community great.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to one of the mainstays of the farmer's market downtown Green Bay.
He's here.
On Wednesday night, Cheese Curd Nick. He's joining us next. Later on, we got Pat Tracy, Discover Oshkosh.
Love it.
A lot of stuff going on here. Back after this.